That must stir some memories there, Betty. Tell us just a little history of that song.
Man, that song is the one I sang. It was the top 30 at Idols 2021. And that is the... I actually started crying before I went onto stage because that was the make or break it round. Like, if you don't make it in that one, you don't get to sing for the judges.
You cried before you sang it.
I cried before. I was so nervous. My voice was shaking. My body was shaking. I thought I was going to throw up. I'm like, don't throw up in front of the judges. So I didn't.
And then the mic goes live and you just find your strength
and composure.
And then
you just find your strength. And I will always remember Sumizi standing up and throwing his clipboard at me because he was just in total, like, wow.
Is that a factor?
That kind of gave me the confidence to get through the song and get
but, but is that song obviously also reflects a little bit of where you're positioning yourself, does it?
You know, for me, I come from a musical family with opera and stuff. So I loved the song because they actually gave me that song to sing. I didn't get to choose it. It's just like, learn this in 2 days. There you go. You need to go perform it. And I was so happy with it because it's a musical. It's a magical song. And it really... It helped me get through it as well. Yeah.
So would you say that is like the kind of style that you wanna be?
Not necessarily, because again,
because like, Paxton brought some like hardcore R&B,
right?
African grooves, yeah.
Right. Like Paxton actually said, I don't like being boxed in because I'm very much a give me 80s rock and give me opera and then give me jazz.
Give us some names so we can see just
some names of people that I like. Oh, well, yeah. You know what? I actually did a
80s rock would be
Rock Apocalypse, and I did Back in Black, Hit the Sag. You know, like it's like the first one that pops into my head. Or what about what's the other one I did? And now I can't even remember a single rock song. But obviously, The Final Countdown.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Like the epic classics. And you can't go wrong with just a live band.
So there's
on stage.
Versatility there, Berry. You're
love
saying
everything.
You can take it anywhere. Okay.
I can literally. I love being on stage with a band where I can go down on my knees and just do those notes where you're kind of like, am I going to reach it? I'm going to make it come out.
Your husband's here.
Yes.
He's a drummer as well.
He's a drummer, and he actually, fun little fact, he gave up drumming for a while so that he could learn how to record and produce songs for me before Idols, just to try and help me get out there. And he's doing that now, after Idols.
I want to know where you find time for the music. I mean, you have four kids between the two of you as well.
Do we find time? No, we make a plan between the two of us. He'll write songs. He'll get some other musos in to help him. And then he'll tell me, okay, cool. So this is a song. Can you come and see what you can do vocally? And yeah, that's kind of how it goes.
Is it easy to have a relationship with another musician?
Is this a trick question?
Well, I mean, I just get like a Nocturnal Life nearly comes to mind.
I think it's easy in a sense that you understand where the other one's
of
coming
course.
From.
Yeah.
But it's also a bit harder because you are both much more emotional, because as a musician,
yeah,
you're very emotionally invested in what you do.
Yeah.
So you kind of try and make sure you always speak to each other nicely, which sometimes I'm the culprit. I don't always do that. I kind of, my mom comes
it's
out.
It's your prerogative. Just go and sit and talk about these things.
Yeah, you can just sit and watch.
Berry, you're still very, very active. There's a concert that is happening soon, Love, Life and Happiness. Tell
yes.
us more.
Well, I'm very, very excited about this one. So basically, LRI Productions wants to do some shows and they approached me and I was like, yes, please. And who wouldn't want to sing with Emo Adams? I mean, I'm sorry. He's on stage and Jez Monet is going to be on stage. And I know they're still waiting to announce another person. So I'm not going to say everything, but it's there's tickets for sale on web tickets, and it's the 8th of April. It is going to be phenomenal in my books because I get to play with my band, my own band. I don't have a different band backing me or backtracks, which I hate. But I've actually got my band with me that's worked on an entire set. So it's not just press play, sing. It's actually this whole show that we've created as a band.
And the nuances exciting. That are so
yeah, so I'm really so excited with like little special things that you don't expect and maybe even a costume change on stage, you know? I like those kind of theatrics.
So tell us about this band that you're on about.
So my husband is my drummer, as we know, and he helps keep them all in place and make sure that they know what they're doing. I've got Evan. He's actually...
Reina is your husband's name.
Renier.
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 I let the E uitgelos.
Right.
Sorry, man.
His parents think it's French, but I tell him, listen, when you're in Cape Town, it's Renier.
So it does come with an I. Is it N-I-E-R?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That's spelled right, yes, but I don't know how to...
Okay, Renier. Okay, I got it. It's Renier.
Right? Somewhere along that line. Just say, hey, he'll look. But yeah, then we've got Evan, who's a friend. He's known Renee for many, 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 many years. And he actually does keyboard, he does bass, he does guitar, and he does, what do you call the constant screamer, as my husband calls it? That little sideways piano thing that you play. Constantina. There we go. I can't even think of the actual name anymore because my husband keeps telling me it's a constant screamer.
When does the constant screamer come in? Give us a sense of repertoire.
Okay, so he's not using that one the set, but I think it's very cool that he can do it.
Sure.
So this set is...
it's like Buddha music. That's like sucky.
Right? Yeah. But sometimes you need to get it out.
I like it. I would like to see it more.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The versatility that I'm sure there's a sound outside of Buddha music.
Yeah, no. So we actually have quite a huge variety of songs. I've tried to put it drizzled a little bit of my love for rock in there, and I added some of the more modern pop that people like.
Completely eclectic and
completely. I like to have something in there for everyone, and even if it's not your style, I can guarantee you the way we do it, you're gonna enjoy it.
Okay. So this is a project called Love, Life, and Happiness, and just tell us more about where it's playing out and when.
Okay, so you could buy tickets at Web Tickets. Do you have the name of the restaurant there? Because it's such a La something name that I can't even remember.
Now you're making it my problem. Okay.
Right. I can get it for you, but if I read it out,
La Pinetta.
You see what I mean?
La Pinetta.
So rather you say it than me.
La Pinetta restaurant.
It's in Stellenbosch. I can tell you that.
It has this address, Farm 502X in Stellenbosch.
Right. When anything is in Stellenbosch, it's like you need a treasure map to get there.
It's not a road address. It's Farm 502X in Stellenbosch, Route 44.
Wow.
I got a sense of where it's at. La Pinetta.
Yes.
Restaurant.
See, I wouldn't be able to say it classy like that. But yeah, I'm very excited because it's a beautiful venue. They showed me the photos. Oh my goodness. And the sunsets. It is absolutely breathtaking.
So sunsets are part of the entire performance, clearly.
Yes.
If you're starting at 5 p.m.
Yes, it is, because we have some lovely duets up our sleeve as well.
Oh.
And I haven't done many duets out there because, you know, I don't usually get a chance to sing with somebody as talented as this team. So now that I've got a team that actually I've got time to practice with, we are going to have absolutely wow. That's what I can say. We had a rehearsal and it's epic.
So Emo is going to be there as well. Just let me understand. So this is another performance.
So basically, it's an entire show of about, it's stretched out over about 2 hours. So this is how we've laid it out, with a little short interval in the middle. And Emo will be opening up the show for us. So he's going to come on and he's going to do what he does best.
Yes.
We all know. And then we're going to take it from there.
And a new band comes in after the break. And okay, so that's what it's all about. I see, take note, band director Shaun de Vries also active in that. So ticket price is R350, general access R250, and an a la carte menu that goes with that?
Yes.
Okay. La Pinetta, it starts at 5 o'clock. You want to go to webtickets.co.za. Do we just type in Berry or what do we do?
Well, I think that if they just go type in Berry on Instagram or Facebook, they'll find the link. It's right there. I put it there so everyone can find it easy. But if they do type in Love, Life, Happiness, Berry on Google search, you are going to go to the right place.
Chatting to Berenika Traitsman, Idol SA season 17 winner. Now, the song that we're going to go out with, tell us more about it. Tell us what it means to you.
I'm very excited about this song. So husband sitting next to me actually wrote it and produced it, and he got another producer, Toshiel Hill Studios, and they made this final product, which was released on my EP last year. And this is a special song to me because this is going towards the genre that I enjoy, where you can hear the live music and the band and the emotion and the feeling. And that's what I want my music to be about.
I love hearing a drum kit in songs. I'm not hearing it these days. It's
right?
Computers and So we're going to hear a real drum kit?
Yes.
Small mercies. Let's take a listen. And I think it talks to the time of day as well. If I go, I have to go at the top of the hour. But before we get there, Berry, then Idol's season 17 winner.